Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, everyone who's listening into our show. Welcome to another edition of HFS Unfiltered. And I have a very special guest today, Ajay, who's the CEO of SLK. And we are going to be discussing what all is happening in the IT services industry. We've seen the IT services industry slow down a little bit. We've seen the rise of challenger brands like Ajay's own SLK. We are starting to see agentic AI services as a software starting to disrupt this market. We are seeing operating models change from people-led to technology-led. So there's so much to talk about, but welcome to the show, Ajay.
Thank you so much, Saurabh. Thank you for having me here.
So Ajay, as the CEO of SLK, I feel like you have a front row seat to all the shifts that I was talking about in the IT services industry. How do you look at the current state of the industry, and what's sort of top of mind for you right now?
Saurabh, if I may say from our vantage point, and I've been in the industry for about 25 years, tech is touching everyone these days, right? People's, their jobs, their lives at a broad level, right? All of us at our homes in the career. And every job, if I may say, has become a software or IT-enabled job. So there is definitely a need for talent that I see, which is around aspirations of our clients, whether they have in-house talent, whether they want to look at nearshore, GCCs, looking at providers like us and others to kind of really help them look at how this tech enablement continues, the journey continues, right? So that is definitely one very key aspect which we see and which continues to help, and you know, new technologies are coming. Second thing which we are seeing is, since the days of COVID spend are gone, if I may say, and they went away, I would say, like a couple of years back. So we see the COOs, CFOs, they are interested to look at mapping the spend with the outcomes and also aligning them with the broader org goals, right? What kind of things they want to achieve. So you would see that some cautious, some delays in the budget, some kind of things around, and you see those things broader. I'm sure you track them, the IT services industry, and you see how the results are, right? Single digit results in some places double digit results. We are looking at double digit for ourselves and looking how we grow there. The third thing that we look at is definitely the AI, Gen AI is coming, the agentic AI, as you said. And clients are looking at both that it's a growth transformation lever for them, but also they are looking at that it can also drive automation as a lever, right? And they are looking at exploring those things at a broader sector. And those are the discussions we see happening, that can AI truly be done? And some of them have taken some steps. Some of them are still initially looking at options. Because if you think about, there are broader things that have happened, right? In the industry, a lot of people have taken to cloud. The digital that started about 10 years back has already gone ahead. And now this is the next step and evolution in the journey, which I see. And I think it'll happen. It's all about a matter of time, and people will adopt at different stages, and the maturity of this will really take them to, but they are definitely looking at this as a, initially as a optimization lever. And then they will definitely look at how growth happens through that.
So Ajay, there's a lot to unpack in what you just said. But another, before I get into AI, and we can't have a conversation today without talking about it, I'm also seeing enterprises more interested than ever in challenger brands like yourselves, versus talk about only the big behemoths, you know, call it Accenture or TCS or Infosys or Wipro or what have you. In fact, I remember I was just having a conversation with a CIO yesterday, and he said, Saurabh, don't talk to me about this and one of those large brands. Tell me about someone who I don't know about. And that's the sentiment that I'm hearing very often today than in the past. What do you think is driving this interest in finding new services company, new startups, new challenger brands?
See, First, I want to start by saying those brands that you named, those big ones, are very well respected, and they have done a good job, I would say, in the last 20 years or so. But the what underpinned them was a strong fervor around labor arbitrage. And also, naturally, they were built on some technology as well. I think the scale part, that you need such a big scale to drive some transformation. Because if you think about the scale part, nobody in the industry has its best people sitting on the bench, right? So what is happening is when customers are looking at it and they have tried those models, because initially that was the just the common sense view was, oh, let's go to people who have a lot of people. Let's go to companies who have thousands and thousands of people, and perhaps that'll address. But then that was a time when it was commodity. It was, and now I feel there is a strong desire to look at outcomes, to look at results. Can you really solve the problem? And when you start looking at those things, I think SLK, we are able to really shine. So again, I'm not going about AI, but I'm saying broadly, what SLK does well is we focus very sharply on our clients. We have few clients, so that allows us, we don't have a long tail. So we are able to really focus on our customer, go very deep, understand what they are trying to do. Whether you are in a regional bank, you're an insurance company, you're a manufacturing company, understand what challenges you're facing. And we have a lot of domain. So what we did as a company sometime back was to bring this focus. We said technology, purely just technology, is a commodity. A domain brings purpose to technology. So we have infused that domain in our teams, and that allows us to really understand, engage with customers in a very meaningful way. Second thing which I see happening is the client intimacy is built by that, because we understand their business challenges, their business problems, and we are able to really solve those and work and make sure that those things are done the way our model is, within time, within budget. And we don't want to be a change request kind of mindset at all. Our view is get it done right the first time. Third thing which we do is at SLK is we are very willing, if you look at our vision also, we are willing to challenge the status quo. So where we have a lot of manual work happening, let's say it's a manual testing, we want to automate it. We are willing to cannibalize our own business, but be very engaging with our customers to understand what challenges they have and go openly and try to engage with them. A lot of customers like that. And the last thing is, if I may add, we have really put an AI led automation lens on whatever we do. So let's talk about the labor arbitrage, right? If you think about the maintenance, most, I would say 80 to 90% of business of a lot of IT services company comes from the maintenance side, app maintenance, infra maintenance, those kind of work. We have created a digital maintenance capability using a platform which is built on AI, which basically its job is to kill the work. So, if you think about in the maintenance side, most of the work comes through tickets, and then you are solving response time, resolve time, and all that. What SLK's goal is, why do you need tickets? How do I eliminate them? How do I automate them? How do I suppress them? And that's the goal. And once you are able to do that, you really are able to take, if I may say, all this junk out of the work that you are doing, and really look into some meaningful work and really help them. So when you see customers, when customers see partners like us doing those things, that builds a lot of sticky relationship, a lot of deep relationships, and that's how we have been able to succeed.
Yeah, no, that's very well said. I think there is definitely the angle of TLC or tender love and care that companies like yours are able to give to the clients that's just going to be inherently difficult for humongous companies, unless you are a very, very large client of theirs. And the other point that I wanted to pick on, Ajay, is what you mentioned about why do you need tickets? Because I agree, you need tickets because something has gone wrong either upstream or downstream, and that's why you need tickets. And in a way, that's the fundamental issue in IT services, because we are not addressing or reducing the technical debt in our clients. We are just servicing that technical debt, right? And I feel now with AI and some of these new technologies coming in, we have the toys in our toolbox to address those. So tell us a little bit about how you are delinking IT services from an operating model perspective also, because our operating model are so people linked, right? We sell and consume based on FTE basis or rate cards or effort. How are you delinking your operating model as you embed more and more of artificial intelligence and automation into your services?
See, I would say there's a two-step process, if I may share with you. One is we have tried to do that internally. So first we, you know, as they say, you got to eat your own dog food. So we try to do it internally in SLK. So when we created this capability and we started on our AI journey a little ahead of others, before I joined SLK, I had a discussion with the founder, chairman, CEO, and we were talking about, in 2019, he had acquired a company in AI, very deep capabilities, a lot of PhDs, brilliant guys. And then we said, let's scale our RPA business. Beyond a point of time, RPA doesn't scale very well. Yes, you know, some places RPA could be useful, but broadly, AI gives you a lot more capabilities. So we started building on this journey. And to your point about, you know, how are we doing it? First, we said, when we build this platform that we call Peak Perform, we said, okay, let's take a goal. We will not have service desk in SLK anymore. So there's nobody today, Saurabh, in SLK where you can call somebody. There's nobody taking your calls. The tickets also have vanished. With ServiceNow, our Peak Perform platform, which is this AI platform, assistive AI platform, it's working, and it can solve your problems. If you have a problem that your password has been problem, you know, you get an answer right away. So in fact, what has happened is our CIO, from being an ITSM, you know, focus where he was deep into that thing, has become an innovator inside SLK. What he's doing these days is he's involved in, when new people join SLK, he's teaching them. There's a 1 hour session, which he says, this is the new way. This is when you have a problem, this is how the problems will be solved. So he's enjoying that. He's also trying to create new capabilities, new tools that, because see, when you keep on doing things in the same old way, and I always feel that your mindsets ossify into orthodoxy, right? We just keep on doing things the same way. Now he has really jumped over that hill, and he's now doing things in a much more innovative way, new tools, new capabilities, how employee experience can be improved. So that is the kind of capability we are able to drive, right? And I just gave you one example. We have been able to do the same thing in marketing, same thing in our recruitment. They are not human beings sorting through resumes anymore in SLK. They are not human beings allocating people in SLK. So those things, when we did it ourselves, that gave us the confidence that we can go to our customers. And then we took this capability to our clients. We have shared with them how we are able to really look at, because if you think about ITSM, the whole ticketing aspect of response time, resolve time, you're having humans basically spend their time doing a mundane activity. And that activity, they can do much more in innovative work, as I gave the example of our CIO. And I think that's what has driven us to create that capability. Plus, what happens is we don't need to be dependent on labor. Labor arbitrage is one thing, but nobody talks about the mistakes that humans do at times. We are making these guys work late night. We are making, and those mistakes are costly as well for us and for our clients. So simply what we decided is, if you take the mundane out of your work and my work, and we have this exciting work, which is curious, we keep on doing some work, which makes us feel, wow, we learned something new. I think that is more exciting, and that's what we are doing.
So let's talk about the other side of this equation, which is the talent equation, right? And on one, it's almost like a double-edged sword, because on one hand, as you rightly mentioned, Ajay, you're looking at, you know, a lot more productivity, a lot more personalization of even things like basic stuff like ITSM. But on the other hand, you know, employees and every young person is concerned about job displacements, about will I have this job or not? What do I need to learn to stay relevant? So it's almost like this two sides of the coin. Where do you, what is your advice to young people today? What do they need to do to be successful?
I think that is a great question. And I think, Saurabh, if we look at our own career in the last 30 years, and even before 30 years, a lot of jobs have, it is a cycle. It has happened over the last, I would say, 100 plus years, that the jobs which are manual will get automated, right? If you think about the switching jobs of telecom, they went away, new jobs came in. And these are meaningful jobs. So I look at it as the business model of IT services industry has to change. The supply side has to change. The supply side where the talent comes in. Today, what normally the IT services industry in this last 20, 25, 30 years has been built on is, if you're a talent in this industry, you need to learn certain tools, technologies, right? I think from learning and becoming very, very tool technology dependent, I think AI is giving you the liberation that you can figure out what to do, how you can add value. Because the mundane part of tool technology that I know SAP, I know Oracle, I know, you know, those tools, ServiceNow, I think those are going to go away. We have, actually, I want to give you a short example. Recently, we were trying to do an automation where for a, and this gentleman on our side, the talent in SLK, did not know that particular tool, how that application looks and feels, right? It's a application. And there he had to create an ability to create a user and write a script in Selenium. He didn't know that also. And he used generative AI to say, okay, I want to see this, you know, how the web, the front end looks like of that application. How do I create a user and write, help me write a tool and, you know, script in Selenium. Typically, to do something like this, if you give it to a human being, you are assuming about 6 months. New technology, right? New things. You have to learn it. It takes time. It happened in 15 minutes. So when I look at that kind of an impact, and when I look at somebody who's coming in, so yes, definitely what will happen is on the supply side, on the talent side, I think that this gives you the freedom, but you have to be ready to change. You have to be willing to change yourself and not just hold on to that this was my job and this is what I was doing, right? Because those jobs which were in telecom where you were switching, when I remember when I used to make calls, trunk calls and all that, they went away. But if you are holding on to that, then you won't have the future job. But I look at, I'm super excited, Saurabh. I go every quarter, I meet with mostly almost everyone in the company. I try to engage with them through town halls, through meetings. And what I'm super excited, at least in SLK, I will share with you is that our people are leaning forward. You know, I don't want to say, because I know some companies try to say, well, we have got so many thousands of people trained in AI. I want people to be embracing it, engaging with it, shaping their careers with it, and being flexible to see what they can do. And we are seeing that shift happen. So I see that as a positive side where they would be doing things which are not just, you know, holding them back. But this needs to be curious. You need to have an open mindset and you need to be engaging. And our business model will also change. I think that what we are today, in 5 to 10 years, the way the discussion will happen in this industry would be very, very meaningful. And we would be able to get much more closer to our clients, really help them become successful in what they want to do in their industry.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I keep joking that what the calculator did to math, AI will do to the work that we are doing, and in a good way. My 12-year-old is now using calculator to do her math. My teachers never allowed us to do that, right? But it's just a part and parcel of our world. So look, Ajay, this has been a fascinating conversation, but before I let you go, I want to ask you one thing. If let's say you had a magic wand and you could wave it to make one wish come true, only one, what would that be?
I feel that we need to be bold. The industry, if I may say, clients, I think this transformation, this change is coming. Be bold to embrace it. Because when you are not bold, not, you know, leaning forward, you miss things. You know, I understand the point of risk, but if I may say, one of the things that I learned in my career is you should always take a risk you can afford to lose. And there's nothing much to lose here. You got to be bold. You have to lean forward and move in this. And I believe that's how transformations are done. It is not about, you know, you're blindfolded, your eyes wide open. And I think that sometimes you may get a little bit of a fog, right? But you should be able to, as you have the determination to move forward, you'll find the true north as well. And I think this transformation that is happening in our industry, I can talk about broadly in my company, in SLK, we are super excited that the growth is going to come in SLK by being bold, by challenging the status quo, by ensuring that our customers are getting their business performance, and we are the partners who deliver that.
This has been a fascinating conversation, Ajay. Thanks for your time. I completely agree with your bold vision. I think we have to be bold. I feel it's better to fail fast than not do anything about it. And I think you have to take some decisions. Just stalling it and kicking the can down the road doesn't help, because this thing is not, AI is not a flavor of the season. It's here to stay. Whether it takes 6 months or a year or a couple of years, this transformation is happening. And that's very, very consistent in every conversation that I'm having. And so being bold is a really good message. So thanks a lot, Ajay, for sharing some of your wisdom with us, sharing some of your experiences, and also sharing about what SLK is trying to do differently, that is creating some waves out there. So thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you so much, Saurabh, for talking to me, and looking forward to learning more from you guys. You guys at HFS have done things in a different way. I have always watched with fascination the things that you do differently. And we are in the same industry, and I'm sure we would be talking about what we have done and how we have changed. Because to me, as I said, right, every company is going to be an AI-led company, and that's what we have to achieve together. But thank you so much for your time.